The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Here we go. Great. So hello again, everyone, and welcome to this edition of Happy Hour. It's lovely to be with you all. As I was saying just a moment ago, saying hellos as everyone says hello, or as many of you who want to say hello from different places in the world, a sense of common humanity, of, we're human beings on this planet, coming together, doing our best, So that is the theme I want to have for our practice, which is a sense of common humanity. Just like me, just like everyone else, and feeling our connection to the web, of interbeing, web of humanity. And this practice of common humanity, what's called common humanity, which sounds kind of dry, but really a sense of feeling our place in the vastness of this being human thing, it helps us both not feel alone. We are not alone. We're all in this being human thing, which is a tough gig. It's a tough gig being human. Have you discovered that already, anyone? Yes, tough gig being human. And also, there is a sense of sometimes if we feel that, how do I say this? It's the sense of, sense of perhaps scarcity, or looking at someone else's life and saying, I want that. Why am I not there? Or it can also help when we step back and look at the path of our lives and the path of other people's lives, realizing that in some ways, I mean, this is how I see through the decades of my practice, that each of us, first of all, we don't get a menu to choose our parents, to choose our genetic makeup, our growing experiences. None of us do. And it's so interesting how random it is in many ways to be born into the causes and conditions that each of us has been born into. And come to think of it, you know, each of us could have been, in a way, we can do this thought experiment. We could have each been born as somebody else. We would have had a completely different set of gifts and challenges and problems and blessings, and we would have had a different path. And yet, this is the path that we have and we need to have for whatever reason, for the causes and conditions. So how can we live this life that we have been given as best as we possibly can, and also celebrate all the paths that everybody else has, whether it's filled with blessings as well as blessings and challenges, and support one another and have this sense that, oh, I could have been them, they could have been me. It's not this wall of separation that we have about me, and this is me, and it's unique to me, and it's all my decisions and my responsibility, starts to fade away. Yes, of course, we have responsibility. And yet, we start to see that everything that we do and others do is also born of lots of causes and conditions, and we see the interbeing in everything that arises. And what I just explained is one way to see the teaching of dependent origination that the Buddha has taught. And it is said that the teachings on dependent origination are some of the most beautiful and obtuse teachings of the Buddha. So for whatever it's worth, if any of what I said makes sense, let it be. And if it didn't, let it go. And I will lead us into a guided meditation. It's not supposed to be heady. I just wanted to introduce some ideas for us to feel into. And now let it all go, and let's practice together. Let's meditate together, rather. This already has been practiced, listening to the Dharma. And now let's meditate together. So I'd like to invite you to settle and arrive in your body. Arriving, settling in this body in this moment, allowing the body to be relaxed, the back to be upright. Allowing the breath to be sensed, to be received in the abdomen. Receiving the breath, this breath, receiving this breath, receiving this out breath. Just this one. Allowing this breath, in breath, out breath, to be received in a relaxed, soft body, softening the forehead, the jaw, neck, shoulders, arms, hands, chest, belly, sit bones. Upper legs, lower legs, and feet. Allow the breath to be relaxed, soft, or however it is, or the body to be relaxed and soft. And can the breath be nourishing? Noticing the breath, being aware of it, not a grim duty, but a calming, a delightful way of receiving what is. And now I'd like to invite you to bring to your heart space, bring to mind someone for whom you have affection, kindness, metta, with whom you have an uncomplicated relationship. And when you bring this being to your heart space, to your mind, there's a sense of ease, friendliness, maybe safety, maybe a smile shows up. Could be a friend, relative, child, pet. Easier for this practice if it's a human being, but if it has to be a pet, that's okay too. But see if you can lean into the human realm, given what will be coming up in a moment. A human being for whom you have some kindness, affection, warmth. Feelings, whatever arises in your heart, in your mind, as this being comes close into your mind space, this person. Perhaps a few phrases of metta arise. May you be safe, dear one. May you be happy, dear one. May you be healthy, dear one. May you have ease, dear one. Feeling the sense of connection with this person. Feeling the sense of connection with this person, sense of kindness, warmth, metta, wishing them well, as if you wish yourself well, just as you want to be safe and happy and healthy. Have ease in my body, in my heart, in my mind, just as I wish it for myself. I wish it for you, dear one. And now I'd like to invite you, feeling the sense of connection with this human being. Feeling your body, receiving the breath. Feeling your body breathing, being, sensing. We're gonna try this on for size. Imagine you are them, this being, this person. Imagine you had been born into their causes and conditions, their parents, their body, you have their body, their life experiences. Again, not so heady thinking about stories, but as if you were feeling into the body, why, you were them all of a sudden. What does it feel like to be them for a moment? Of course, we can never exactly know. Absolutely, we can't, but just a sense of wow. This feeling of being human, sensing, knowing, breathing. From the inside. It's not so different. The same way that we don't, from the inside, we don't feel our age, we don't feel our gender, we don't feel so many things. You just sense and know the breath, know the sensations, the five senses, thoughts. It's the same experience from the inside. Of course, with different backgrounds and different experiences, but essentially, not so different. So, not let this become a thinking exercise. Rest in the breath. As if for a moment you get to live in somebody else's skin, walk in someone else's shoe. But just like me, this human being has a body. Feels the breath, feels sensations, has thoughts. Wants to be happy. Let go of thinking and just feel into the sensations. This is a playful invitation to stretch ourselves, stretch our perception. Have fun with it. There's no right way, but keep it embodied, not heady. As if you were looking through the world through someone else's eyes, through someone else's body and heart and mind. Allowing the heart to be soft, the body to be soft, relaxed. Being metta, being living kindness for another being. And as we turn to bring this meditation to close together, appreciating ourselves for having showed up as well as we possibly could, letting go of any judgment. It was what it was. And appreciating each other for showing up for one another, supporting this community with our practice, and trusting that there is co-created goodness through our practice. And may these moments of awareness, these moments of stretching our hearts and minds and kindness and empathy and seeing life through others' perspective, may it be a cause and condition for wisdom, for kindness, for waking up for all beings everywhere, including ourselves. May all beings be happy. May all beings be free. Ding, ding, ding. Thanks, everyone. So the arc of this practice, we first sat and settled with the breath, with the body. Then we brought a dear being to our hearts and into our heart space, established a connection, this feeling into this connection, and metta, perhaps with phrases, if that felt right for you. And then there was the unusual invitation that I don't think we have tried in happy hour or havana. Which is feeling as if it's stepping into someone else's shoes, body, as if you were them, looking at the world through their eyes. It's really stretching ourselves in a way. Again, it's invited to be playful. And what does it feel like to feel as if we're in someone else's body? Because all humans have a body which senses and feels and thinks and has pain and breathes and does all these things. And yet we each have these different causes and conditions of our birth and upbringing that make us unique, make us who we are. So stretching ourselves and putting ourselves into imagining, you know, this thought experiment, so many thought experiments that can help us to have a more awakened, more wise perspective. Instead of just me, 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 for a moment we become someone else and see the world through their eyes. So that was the invitation, and it was a spacious one, a playful one. So however you made it your own, great. And if it didn't work, fine, no worries. It's just a way for us to jiggle ourselves out of our habitual way of seeing things in this life. So with that, I'd like to invite us to practice in small groups. And this is again a practice of perhaps perspective taking. And this is the invitation tonight. It's a little different than usual. So in small groups of three, for the listeners, the invitation is, as you're listening to someone else's check-in or their practice, whatever they're saying, maybe they're saying, I was sleepy tonight, or just I had an aha moment, or whatever they're saying, imagine you are them. Imagine this is your experience. Imagine this is you who had that experience. See what it feels like to shift your perspective, sort of the outside, as if this was you. This is a sandbox. You know, this happy hour is a sandbox for stretching ourselves, trying out different things, different perspectives of metta, of kindness, of empathy. So try this on for size. I've done this before. It's very interesting. Listen to them as if this is you. This is your life. This is your meditation tonight they're talking about. And for the speaker, the invitation is to say a nugget about How was this meditation for you? And there's no right or wrong. You're really saying for your own benefit. You're exploring for your own sake. You're not saying it to others to educate them, impress them, inform them. None of that. You're just saying out loud. It's like you're journaling out loud for your own sake to explore your practice, and they're holding witness. So in this way, it's very different than, oh, go talk amongst yourself. Speaker is, you're speaking for your own benefit. Listeners are imagining they are you. So we're really shifting the dynamics of speaking and listening. You're with me? Yes. Okay. Try it on for size. It's just 7, 8 minutes. And let's go in alphabetical order, just to make it simple. And be kind to yourselves, be kind to one another. Say a nugget and keep the nuggets short so that you can go round and round. Everybody gets the chance to speak. And I think that's it. Be kind. That's the most important to remember, thing to remember. No comments, no crosstalk. Person who's speaking, offering one nugget, let them have the floor, no questions, no advice. And then the next person, then you go around and round a few times. I think that's hopefully clear enough. All right, I'm going to open the rooms. Take care of yourselves, take care of each other. Take each other's perspectives. See what it's like. Bye. See ya. Rooms are open. Are closed. Everybody's back, and we have some time for reflections, questions, comments. Everything is welcome. And I'm also opening the chat if you wish. Jerry, your hand shot up. What's up?
Well, I'll never forget this one. This one, I was, I'm on East Coast time, so I was thinking, oh, I'm trying to get to bed earlier because I have to go to Europe tomorrow. But I thought, okay, Nikki's, I said, okay, I'll stay. So then when you asked me, I love women, probably closer to women in my life than men, although my religion is kindness. So when you there's a, then you said, well, think of this person that you really want to be kind, loving kindness for. Happens to be a woman. And then you said, well, change to be her. Well, I've never wanted to be a woman, but I started thinking about what it would be like to have breasts and other things. And I thought, this is something. I've never been in any retreat or any moment that I was changing genders and being the person I wanted. So I guess I would say I was ambivalent about this exercise. I'll never forget it. And I was with people I know in the small groups, and they were talking about also the other side, gender. So I was thinking, well, when this is over, I want to go back to being a man. So I'll sleep tonight safe in that concept. So that's it for me. So.
That's funny, Jerry. Thanks for sharing. It's very interesting. It's there's so many ways to feel into this practice, and I hear how it came up for you, but like having a different body. And so I think what I would also like to invite you, if you wanted to try this on for size from slightly differently. I think the intention I kind of had, and again, I knew people would make it their own, and they would have their own fun with it, as you did, was more to feel into their humanity, their humanness, just what it's like to have these life experiences as a different human person. Because when I'm in my body, I don't feel, I mean, from the inside, we don't feel that we're a man or a woman, or we're white or black, or we don't sense it. We just have these sensations and thoughts. The internal experience is not so different. That's what I was hoping practitioners, all of you, would feel into, because that's the bottom line. Everything else is, again, is still externalized, is still the external way that we see each other as different. So I appreciate that you try that as one level, and yet I would love for you, Jerry, to drop in deeper, to drop beyond the differences, because that's still in the realm of difference.
Sure, I will.
Yeah, thank you, Jerry. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Neil, please.
Hi, Nikki. 30-something years ago, I read a book, maybe by Thich Nhat Hanh. I've looked for the reference. I can't find it. And there was a couple of paragraphs in there that had what I viewed as a game, where when you run into other people, try to imagine what would have happened, had it happened to you to make you like them. And on and off, I've been doing that for 30 something years. And, I mean, sometimes I see someone acting foolish and I think they're stupid or acting, thoughtless and I think they're cruel. And other times I'm like, what happened to them? What could have happened to them that made them this way? And so, same for myself. Sometimes my ego is like, oh yeah, go kneel, or what were you thinking, you fool? And then I remember if someone were playing this game with me, they'd realize it was my life circumstances that made me this way too.
Well said. Well said,
No.
Neil.
No. It's Thich Nhat Hanh. It's
No, it's Neil. Tonight, it's
Yeah.
Neil. Yeah, I appreciate what you shared and this practice that's really stuck with you, and you've made it your own. You've made it your own, really. You've made it your own. Thanks for bringing it into the space. Yeah, beautiful. Exactly. Yeah, we're all born of causes and conditions that have made us be like this. It's, yeah. Beautiful. Thanks, Neil. Fred, please.
Thanks, Nikki. I was thinking of my godson who he lives in another country, but he was staying with me a few weeks ago, and we were in communication earlier in the day. I know him well, since he was three. I know what's, sort of his struggles and his humor, and I know him a lot. I know him deeply, and so I was able to be in him, but I didn't feel that I was entirely inhabiting him. And when I suddenly felt like I was more in him was when I imagined him turning to me and sort of instructing me about what I should be up to at this point. And I felt like, yeah, I mean, it's a bunch of paradoxes I'm experiencing, but it's like, yes, I felt more deeply in my surety of knowing how he would feel and what he would say to me, imagining him speaking to me. It was a very odd exercise, but I liked it. I liked moving closer to him in that way. It was a surprise.
Thank you, Fred. So interesting. I love this. So many things you said, and if I may highlight a couple of them only. And one is that you said, yeah, if you're imagining and feeling into him, and yet this admission that we cannot fully, of course, we cannot fully feel into another people's being. We're always imagining. So admitting that. And also this paradox that you named, imagining him looking at you, like through his eyes looking at you and interacting with you, and then that brought something alive, really, in the, yeah, that's very interesting. Thanks for sharing this. I want to try that on for size now with the person I was, a couple of people I was inhabiting, and seeing them interact with me. I love this. You might have hit on something, Fred. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for sharing. It's lovely. Stephanie, please.
I really enjoyed it. I felt held and loved as someone else, and I don't always feel that way as myself. And it was, sorry, tears now, just the idea that by inhabiting another person, I could feel something that I don't often feel in my life. And it was, oh my God. I mean, it was just, it was amazing. So thank you so much for that.
Wow, Stephanie, thank you so much for, whew, I'm getting chills and I'm seeing all the hearts on the screen for you and for your practice. Wow. How wonderful. How amazing that with this shift, this is subtle, simple shift in perspective, right? I just made the suggestion, you did all the work. And with this shift, it's something profound for you came to be felt, to be sensed, the doorway opened of something that's already available in you. And this doorway opened and feeling held in love and care, so fully embodied and available. Lovely, lovely. And now, Stephanie, remember, you have the key, my dear. You have the key. You can open this door anytime you want. And the more you open and you inhabit, the more it becomes available for you as well to feel held, for Stephanie to be to feel held in this way through holding others, inhabiting others. Beautiful.
Thank you. And thanks to everybody who reacted.
Yeah.
The whole group is just so amazing.
Thanks, Stephanie. Ah, thanks for sharing your practice. How awesome. How lovely. Ah, so Jeff, we're 1 minute over time. So I'm going to invite, since you're new, you can, if it's quick, since you're new, I do want to hear from you, please.
I was only going to thank my little breakout room very much. I struggled when I tried to do the activity during the meditation, but I think it really primed me. So I want to thank you, Nikki, for that, because it really primed me to hear them. And because I didn't know the people they were talking about so intimately, I didn't have mental ideas and stories for them. Just both of them, I just felt they described with such empathy and such insight, the people that they were connecting with, that I just instantly fell into that. So it was kind of profound. I was a little sad. Oh, I didn't get what I wanted out of my meditation. But then with the two of them, I was so grateful. And it just was, yeah, it was perfect. So thank you.
Ah, thank you, Jeff. Thanks so much. I'm so glad we fit into your comment. Thank you. That's lovely. Right? It's so profound with small groups, because sometimes you're the meditation, it's, you know, we're planting seeds, and yet you go into the room and then they flourish, the seeds somehow that you've planted, and like, oh, maybe I thought it didn't work, but maybe somehow it did. And they interacting with these beautiful human beings on the screen. Thank you for sharing your practice and experience, and how really it came alive for you, the sense of empathy and embodying care and metta for the people they were describing. How beautiful is that? How beautiful is that? Thank you, Jeff. And welcome to Happy Hour. How glad you're here with us. Oh, so on that note, thank you, everyone. Thanks for your practice. I'm so happy to be part of this community. Oh, what a pleasure. What a joy. What a privilege. So, yay, exactly. Hearts, hearts, hearts. I'm going to invite you to unmute yourself. Our cacophonous goodbye tonight. Thanks, everyone. Take good care.
Nikki. Thank you,
good night,
Nikki.
Everybody.
Thanks, Nikki. Thanks,
everyone.
Thanks,
everyone.
Love to you, everyone. Love to you guys.
Bye, Neil. Thank you very much.
Take care, everyone. Love to you all. Bye.
Thank you, Neil. Thank you. Thank you, Nikki. Thank you. Much love.
Thank you. Much love. Take care, much Sophia. Love. Bye.
Bye.
That was great. Bye.
Thanks. Bye. Sweet. Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye-bye.